After the Seder of Matos, we get into Maaseh and the various travels of Klal Yisrael, and you see that Klal Yisrael wasn't like for the whole 38 and a half years or the 40 years they were going from place to place to place, that sometimes they stayed in one place. For example, one place, Kodesh, they stayed for 19 years. But they always had to be ready to be on the move. In other words, the clouds of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if it started to assemble the people, and then they blowed the trumpets, people had to get ready to travel. And in many respects, that's just like our lives. In other words, we live our lives every day, the routine, sometimes one routine, sometimes another routine, but it's rather common, rather routine. But yet sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu assembles the clouds and it says it's time for us to travel, it's time for us to move. And the question is, are we ready? Do we have the same approach as whatever happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? That's something we have to realize, that our travels through Golas, our travels through whatever country we're living in outside of Eretz Yisrael, those are our chanos for all preparations for us to be able to go and drop what we're doing at a moment's notice to get busy, get moving, and move towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Makom HaShechina. And that's clearly true in the 3-week period prior to Tisha B'Av. As Avelis is getting stronger and stronger, we have to have cognitively as well as emotionally, we have to realize that as nice as things are and as our routine, as routine as our routines are, and maybe we've stayed in one place 19 years, we've stayed a long time, but we always have to realize that the place that we belong, the place that we have to go to, is Eretz Yisrael. And it's our duty and our obligation to do everything we can to transform that dream, that vision into reality. Hashem should help us through our tshuva, through our mourning, to finally break through the separation between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and finally enable us to be zochet to the generation for the rebuilding of the Beit Hamikdash, not just the generation that we're seeing in the gathering of the exiles, but actually the complete rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael with the Shechina coming back and Klal Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael and serving Kodesh Baruch Hu.